In March of 2022, following up on a 2020 law that was never implemented, Governor Kathy Hochul signed an executive order creating the New York State Commission on African American History, which is tasked with highlighting contributions by Africans and African Americans to our country and New York State specifically. With the commission now underway, we wanted to talk about their mandate and how to achieve their goals. And to do that, we're joined on the Capitol Press Room by New York State Secretary of State Robert Rodriguez, who serves as the commission's chairperson. Welcome back to the show, Secretary Rodriguez.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, David.
So the legislation that was adopted in 2020 directed the commission to develop and carry out activities throughout the state that would commemorate the 400th anniversary of the arrival of Africans to America as slaves in 1619. How does that mandate compare to what the commission is tasked with doing by the governor as the result of her executive order in 2022? Is the scope pretty much the same to figure out a way to commemorate this really tragic anniversary?
It is, but it's also to expand upon that. I think it's important for us to not just to commemorate and recognize the 400 plus years of slavery, but also to figure out how do we go and recognize the full cultural contributions that have been made by African Americans and Black New Yorkers across the state and in our nation, despite every barrier, obstacle, and persecution. And how do we do that moving forward so that it's not just a one-time celebration, but really, how do we change the way that we operate to recognize that there's been a significant contribution of African Americans and Black New Yorkers to our state that has impacted health, economic prosperity, public safety, and general welfare now and in the future. I think for us, it's expanding from just a celebratory commemoration perspective to figure out how are the ways that we change the way that we operate in policy? How do we make significant investments to recognize the contributions? How do we provide scholarly research around this? How do we provide cultural programming? What other activities and events should happen on a forward-looking basis that recognizes this contribution?
And through the first couple of meetings of the commissions, including a lengthy one back in November, have any obvious answers emerged for the commission in terms of what needs to be celebrated or how things need to be celebrated? And if not, what do you feel like you've been doing in the early stages of the commission work?
Well, I think that's the exciting part. We have a tremendous group of scholars that are contributing literally from all across the state, who are helping us to think about and create a roadmap for how we do that. I think one of the obvious conversations and discussions that we've had has been around placemaking, right? And the opportunity for us to recognize through geography and location and physical representations, the role of African Americans and Black New Yorkers in different parts of the state. But one of the things that has also come out is the need for us to be more inclusive in almost every walk and facet of life. You know, there's a perfect example when we talk about and celebrate Women's History Month is the intersection of the commission's work is making sure that we recognize that Black women as part of Women's History Month have had a significant contribution to our society. And while we may have always hear the Susan B. Anthony's and some of the other prominent New Yorkers, the ones that we don't hear about are the Dorothy Heights of the world, who was the president of the National Council of Negro Women, one of the first women at the table for national organizations. But maybe not always first to mind is Shirley Chisholm, the first Black woman elected to the U.S. Congress, who was famous for making sure that African Americans had a seat at the table, demanding that if you never seat, bring a folding chair. You know, other names like Constance Baker Motley, first African-American woman to argue a case before the Supreme Court. Bessie Buchanan, the first Black woman to be elected to the state assembly in 1954. That may not be commonly known to people. Certainly, I'll admit it, as a member of the assembly, I didn't know that. And of course, the one that we do know is the ultimate freedom fighter, Harriet Tubman, who we continue to recognize her in Auburn, New York, you know, her final resting place. And then, of course, in the work that she did around freeing enslaved individuals through the Underground Railroad, right? Those are some of the stories that we don't know. But in that list, there's a lot of folks that, you know, people are not as familiar with. So it's important for us to make sure that we recognize that intersection of African American and Black New Yorkers in almost every way, right? So I think that's just an example of how we are now more aware that there's a story to be told through our parks. There's a story to be told in the towns and villages across the state. Whether you're in rural upstate New York, where yes, there were African American communities in upstate, and to whether or not you're talking about places downstate. So I think one of the things that we've come to recognize and discuss in this process is that it has to be part of many conversations, including, the curriculum conversation, and including some of the ways that we celebrate and recognize scholarly work and academic research in the future. So those are some of the themes that have come up. But I'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the fact that this is a commission that is also there to provide recommendations on policy and potentially ways that we can recognize this work on an ongoing basis through potentially budget processes or legislative processes. So I expect that we're going to touch on all of those things by the time that we're done. But really, it's just recognizing that we have more work to do and certainly are going about doing that work now. We've had three meetings across the state. So we're going to continue to have these dialogues and discussion with some of the most exciting and engaging scholars and individuals on the commission. Well, it's been a really great pleasure to meet with and serve with, and of course, a legend in her own right, Hazel Dukes, the NAACP for New York State, who's my vice chair. So certainly, I know that we are moving in the right direction because we have a fantastic group of commissioners who are joining me in this work and in this journey, tasked very clearly with providing a report to the governor and the legislature on ways that we can best recognize the anniversary, but more than that, how do we recognize the contributions moving forward?
Well, for listeners just joining us, you're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and we're speaking about the New York State Commission on African American History with the commission's chairperson, Robert Rodriguez, who also serves as the New York State Secretary of State. And when you think about commemorating Black New Yorkers and their contributions to the state and the country, do you feel a responsibility to avoid any sort of whitewashing of these people and their experiences and providing a holistic description of what they lived through, which is likely going to make people, white New Yorkers, uncomfortable? Because we've shown in recent years that white people are uncomfortable with confronting the past if it's not sugarcoated for them. So, do you feel like this commission is going to take that on and dive into that challenge, or do you have to avoid any controversies?
Yeah, I think it's very important for us to inject the history of the time with the experiences of African Americans and Black New Yorkers, right? I think one of the biggest things is we exclude many experiences and don't recognize and acknowledge that those communities were there and were part of our most integral and basic histories over the last 400 plus years, right? There were African and enslaved communities, in downtown Manhattan, right? Burial grounds that we recognize near Foley Square, right? So they are and have been, part of our lives, for centuries and the centuries, that make American history. And I think oftentimes we have not given them the full recognition, and discussion. And I think that's really what this is about. It's about, reframing history in a number of different ways, but then also recognizing that over time, the experiences and their contributions have changed. And I think one of the things that I can recall is that one of our commissioners saying that the African American story is very much a story of resistance and struggle, right? So it's important for us to talk about how that has occurred and for how long it had occurred and how people's contributions were made in many different ways, but not fully recognized, right? I mean, when we talk about the history of the United States and the fact that, economic and labor wealth was created very much by slaves and enslaved Black people. It's important for us to talk about that. And while that may, history is sadly one of those things that We have to learn from and repeat and share, regardless of whether or not it makes us uncomfortable to be able to sometimes learn the lessons, right? There's an important lesson, right, to be learned just from studying and discussing the Civil War about how maybe we don't want to, wage war amongst our brothers, and sisters, right? To be able to not repeat that in the future. So I think there's a lot of important lessons that come out of an important and intense dialogue. And frankly, this is a dialogue that has to happen in all of our communities, right? Because there are African Americans and Black New Yorkers in all of our communities. Even the most rural ones, are touched or have been touched at some point by the contributions of Black Americans and African Americans in their communities. So I think it's an important conversation to have, and one that I think this commission is looking to facilitate. And I think part of the work that we're doing is how do communities engage in this conversation? And what is the way that we can facilitate that on the state level? And I think some of the things that we're thinking about is partnerships with community groups, partnerships with our SUNY institutions, which are, of course, in communities all across the state to help facilitate these conversations and celebrations, right? Because I think when we talk about the experience, it's not only the struggle and resistance, there's also celebration and joy. And it's about being able to see and understand this full experience that you really get to fully appreciate another culture and another people, right? And I think that's one of the things that we will continue to talk about and explore is that, there is a significant amount in history, but there is a significant amount of discussion around how things have evolved from that history, and then open up the question, because it's not one that's going to be answered, but where do we go in the future? And that's really up for each and every community, to engage in that discussion, because it's an ongoing conversation about how we utilize this experience and fuel this in terms of the ever-evolving culture of New York, of us as America, and of course, the culture and evolution of African American experience and culture, in this place and in this time. So, I think we're going to start the work, but I think if there's nothing else that comes out of this, is that the work shouldn't end with the work of this commission, but it should continue with a blueprint and a framework that we're able to create in commissions across the state. And I think, part of the takeaway of the work that we're doing is how do we put together a plan that's funded that will allow this work to continue into the future.
Well, we've been speaking with New York State Secretary of State Robert Rodriguez. He serves as the chair of the New York State Commission on African American History, which was tasked with highlighting contributions by Africans and African Americans to our country and New York State specifically. Secretary Rodriguez, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Business, agency, or service interested in delivering your message to more than 24 radio stations statewide carrying Capital Press Room? If so, visit capitalpressroom.org to contact our underwriting team.